This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Melbourne, Australia this evening on the second leg of his three-nation visit. He was warmly received by Australian Minister for Housing, Minister for Homelessness and Minister for Cities Claire O'Neill upon his arrival. The Prime Minister said this visit will add vigour to the India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he looked forward to the talks with his Australian counterpart, Anthony Albanese. The Prime Minister said that he will also have the opportunity to interact with the Indian diaspora, which is an important pillar of India-Australia partnership. During his visit, Mr. Modi will participate in the third India-Australia annual summit. He will also participate in the India-Australia CEOs Forum, where he will address a gathering of top business leaders from both the countries. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi visited the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Prambanan Temple in Yogyakarta along with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. The two leaders toured the 9th century temple complex, with Prime Minister Modi offering prayers at the main Shiva temple. In a joint press statement at the temple premises, President Prabowo thanked India for its support towards the conservation and restoration of the temple complex. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi described the visit as a deeply spiritual and memorable experience.
Yogyakarta ke is bhavya mandir complex, ab jab hum punarnirman ka kaam karne ja rahe hain, aur ye UNESCO ka world heritage hai, duniya ke dur dur kshetron mein kahin par bhi jaye, hame kahin na kahin Bharat ki sanskrutik virasat ke darshan hote hain. Ye pure Southeast Asia ka dusra sabse bada hamari virasat ki pehchan hai.
India and Russia today reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen counter-terrorism cooperation at multilateral fora, including at the UN, BRICS, EAG and SCO. The Ministry of External Affairs said that the 14th meeting of India-Russia Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism was held in New Delhi. Both sides condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestation, including cross-border terrorism, and called for concerted action against terrorists and terrorist groups and their proxies and affiliates. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that several parts of the country have received good rainfall in recent days, reducing the number of rainfall deficient districts from 262 to 178. The minister said this while chairing a high-level review meeting in New Delhi over the possible impact of El Nino. Mr. Chauhan expressed confidence that rainfall will gain further momentum during July, leading to an acceleration in Kharif sowing. A building collapsed in the Sector 16 of Rohini in Delhi this evening. According to the Delhi Fire Service, 4 to 5 people are feared trapped under the debris and rescue operations are underway at the site. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has frozen 440 crore rupees deposited in the bank accounts of All India Trinamool Congress, AITC. The case is related to dishonest financial dealings and routing of suspected funds. The ED has conducted search operations at 5 premises in Kolkata yesterday under the provisions of Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. The searches are being carried out at premises linked to a private firm operating in the aviation sector. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, today conducted a successful flight test of Pinaka Long Range Guided Rocket, LRGR, at the Integrated Test Range, Chandipur in Odisha. The Defence Ministry said that the rocket was tested for a user-defined minimum range of 60 kilometres. US President Donald Trump has said the memorandum of understanding signed with Iran to end the conflict is over, adding that he did not want to engage with Tehran. Trump's statement came during the press conference at the NATO summit in the Turkish capital Ankara, as the US and Iran traded strikes after 3 tankers were hit by projectiles in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has not directly claimed responsibility. The 8th Khelo India Youth Games 2026 will be hosted by Telangana. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia made the announcement today. France will face Morocco in the first quarterfinal match late night tomorrow, Indian time. Norway, England, Spain, Belgium, Argentina and Switzerland have also booked their places in the last 8. And that's the end of this news bulletin.